I'm Karshna.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Rhiannon.
We're really interested in sports.
Women's football has become really popular.
Rhiannon and Alex were lucky enough to interview Denise O'Sullivan. She's an Irish international footballer who also plays for the City of Glasgow Football Club.
Can you tell us about women's football in Scotland today?
Women's football is after developing greatly in Scotland compared to other countries, but now over the next few years I think it's going to develop more, and there's younger girls starting at a younger age into football, so that's good, and it's good for football, yeah.
Can you tell us your football routine?
I train for Glasgow City from a Monday, a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We have a Tuesday and a Saturday off, and we play a game on a Sunday. So practice is 2 hours on the pitch each night. So I have to be good, and I can't, you know, eat rubbish and stuff, because you won't perform at the highest level. And obviously with sleep, you have to get 8 hours sleep mostly, yeah.
Who and what inspired you to take up football?
My family have a big factor in my success, so they've always been supportive of me, and obviously role models on TV. My biggest role model would be Messi, and I always looked up to him, and you know, he's a great player and I just love watching him.
Do you think that people think that football is a man's sport?
Yeah, you could say that. I think more people have a lot more interest in men's football, and you know, the women don't get what they deserve, and I think there's a lot more money and stuff being put into men's football now, but women's football is getting better, and hopefully it develops more in the next few years.
How do you get women more involved in football?
I think just coverage again. You have to advertise it more. I think basically women's football, you should be going around to schools, getting more kids involved, telling them what it's all about, and that's it, basically just advertisement, I think.
Do you wear makeup on the field?
Yeah, just not too much, just a bit of mascara or something like that, because when you're playing, it'll obviously come off, you work so hard, so just a small bit.
Do you think you could teach us any skills?
I could teach you a few. I don't have too many, but I'll try my best.
Keeping the ball up off the floor. Just keeping it close to your body, using both feet, keeping your eye on the ball at all times. Girls, do you want to go? Do you want to try it?
I kind of caught it there. It's quite hard actually. Finding it very difficult to keep it off the ground. I wasn't very good at this, but maybe Hannah, who is head of our senior football team for the girls, might be a bit better than me. Would you like to have a go?
Very good, yeah. Very good.
Our news school reporter, Kirsty, spoke to the captain of the women's football team, Hannah,
who also is a Scottish international player. We wanted to find out why she loves football so much.
I like playing it because I just like playing as part of a team and with like my friends that I know. And I like watching it for the same reason, just to watch like players play together as a team.
Who's your inspiration for football?
I'd say my inspiration in men's football is Lionel Messi, because he always constantly works hard, even though he's the best player in the world, but he'll still keep going. And for the women's game, it'd probably be Kim Little, because she was a Scottish player and now she's playing in America.
How did you get involved with football?
I think it would be in primary. At lunchtime, they used to play football on the grass, but other people used to play like with like a bouncy ball or something, and I was like more interested in like running about, so I just joined in one day, and then that's how it started.
How do you think you can get more girls involved with football?
I think to get more girls involved, you need to advertise it more. I think if you put like more women's games on the TV for everyone to watch, then it'll get people interested in it.
Where would you like to go with your football skills in the future?
If there's an opportunity to get a scholarship to America, they have like big football programs, and also in Europe, like Germany or France, they're big for football as well.
This BBC News School report is brought to you by Kirsty,
Alex,
and Rhiannon.